Welcome to Take It From The Iron Woman. My name is Susanne Müller, your host and the Iron Woman. This podcast is about empowering yourself and others to make real changes in the world. You will hear from everyday, smart, sophisticated, hip people like you and me. Not everybody has to be an Iron Woman to impress the world. Together, we will learn from the sports and business leaders how you can become a more successful person as an entrepreneur or a leader. It's one step at a time, one day at a time. Take your steps now. Take your big steps now. Join me on this journey to success. Take It From The Iron Woman. We're beyond honored. We have Seth Godin with us today.
Hey, Seth. Happy to help. Am I in the right place at the right time?
Now that you have sold your company to B Corporation, is Seth taking retirement, or what is Seth 2.0, 3.0, 4.0? What's happening? What can we expect if you want to share?
Yeah, I don't think I'm retiring, but I'm definitely shifting gears. Mm-hmm. And I have no idea what that looks like right now.
Interesting. I felt like whenever I've seen you at the commencement, that you have something up your sleeve, or you're like, something is brewing. So this answer is surprising. Or you're just taking time off.
Well, something brewing is different than knowing what it's going to be when it's done.
Okay.
And you can't, for me anyway, decide that faster than it should be decided. That the white spaces in between the panels of the comic are just as important as the panels.
And when I ask brewing, I know you don't drink coffee because I know you've been on the coffee podcast with my friend Jen Stone. I still have a few questions. Like, what is your favorite food?
It's not important.
Okay. Because I read in one of your blogs that you're making dal. And actually that recipe, I tried it and it's very good. So I want to say thank you. So you still make it every day? It said in the blog you make it every day.
I'm just not crazy about the personal revelation stuff. So I'm just going to skip that.
And can I still ask you, what book are you reading now?
At any given time, I'm reading a dozen books. I'm switching more and more to audiobooks because I like the propulsion that happens. I felt like the first half of Shantaram, which is a 44-hour audiobook. It's a novel. It's astonishing. One reader does 20 voices, and there's this woman in it who lives in Mumbai, Carla, who has this great line, which is, happiness was invented by marketers to sell us stuff. And I thought that was great. And I just started Quentin Tarantino's new book, and I'm really enjoying, what did I just finish the other day? It's really good. It escapes me. There's too many floating around.
I'm interested in so what about audio versus reading? Where do you see the difference?
Well, I think there are two. The first one is the audiobook changes the pages for you. And the idea that there's propulsion, because we've been all so indoctrinated by electronic media, the idea that you have to push yourself through a book is harder for some people now, because everything else is about replying and responding. And then the second thing is, a good audiobook has a voice that's better than the best typeface ever will be. A bad audiobook is unlistenable as far as I'm concerned. But when a narrator brings something special to the book, I think that's magic.
Then you're part of it. And are you sitting down or are you walking or kind of like multitasking?
All of it. I'm not usually multitasking, but there's no one way I do it.
Okay, but are you walking around? I'm just interested because I feel like I cannot concentrate. I need to have my book in my hands and read.
And
that's when I'm in the story, right?
Yeah. You can do what works for you.
Any final thought for us, for the Akimbo family, my family? We have Maria, well, Brandy, Diane, Annette, Izil, Liki.
You're doing exactly what needs to be done, which is you're not consuming, you're creating. And you're not taking, you're connecting. And if we could live in a world with more connection and more generous creation, I think we'll all come out ahead. So I applaud you. Keep doing it. Keep making the ruckus.
Thank you. I was waiting for that. Keep making a ruckus.
Thank you for having
Thank
me.
You so much. This is really great. Thank you. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Seth. Amazing. Many more questions. What are your questions for Seth? Take it from the Iron Woman. We have episodes every Monday, every Wednesday. Don't miss out. There's something for everybody. And actually, Take It from the Iron Woman started out as a book. Read it, download it. Global Business Coaching with Sports Parallels. It's my journey from Switzerland to New York and to Kilimanjaro.